Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week, Greg Hampshire, the Executive Director of the Creston Neighborhood Association. Welcome, Greg. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yep. So for our listeners at home, some folks don't exactly know what a neighborhood association is or what they do, what their role is in the community. To start, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as the executive director of the Creston Neighborhood Association?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been the executive director now at the Creston Neighborhood Association for about 2 years. The city of Grand Rapids, we're lucky to have many neighborhood associations representing the communities, the very diverse communities of Grand Rapids. The Creston Neighborhood Association represents a ninth of the city, though. It's really a combination of about four different sub-neighborhoods on the north end, but we collectively work together and represent those neighbors. So as executive director for CNA, we'll say for short, I organize events, I do fundraising, we advocate for neighbors, we have many different committees to help neighbors become better leaders in their communities, as well as try and give back as much as we can.
How did you get inspired to get involved in this way?
So I'm a lifelong Grand Rapidian myself. I actually grew up on the west side. I'm passionate about community. I've been in nonprofit administration for over a decade now, all in leadership roles, whether it was from one of my time at Junior Achievement. I did financial literacy education, entrepreneurship, helping young people learn how to start their careers and start a business. And then during COVID, I worked at the Urban League. I was their director of health, wellness, and youth.
Oof.
Yeah, what a time.
What a time to be a director of health.
Yeah, especially in marginalized communities that had a distrust in major medical institutions.
And we're being disproportionately impacted by COVID.
Exactly. And we did a lot of work around, internally, I worked with all the staff at the Urban League around COVID, following precautions. But then we also had a major focus on tobacco work, because also tobacco disproportionately impacts communities of color.
Talk with us a little bit about what the role of a neighborhood association is. It's my understanding you're kind of the liaison between the community and the neighbors that live there, and also businesses that come in, or the city at large, the powers that be. Is that accurate?
No, that's really accurate. So CNA, what we do is we serve as the voice for our neighbors first. So when we think about development happening on the north end, which right now, what a time to start at CNA, because there is so much development happening right off of that Plainfield corridor. You know, we have our land use committee that invites these developers to come in, but also different businesses that might need a letter of support. Anything that really requires special land use, they have to come through if they want to do their due diligence and get neighbor feedback before they go before the planning commission.
I think that's really interesting because, one, Creston's being, it's getting so many new businesses, so many people are moving to that neighborhood, so development must be like a hot topic in the Creston neighborhood. But something I am hearing at planning commissions is that neighbors don't always feel like they know enough about projects before they happen. So is that kind of where you step in and help inform neighbors about what might be coming into the neighborhood?
Absolutely. Just to receive our agenda for our land use committee, folks just have to sign up through our website and they'll be added to the list of folks that receive who we're going to be hearing from. Just in the last year, you know, we've heard from developers that will have projects that are anywhere from 70 units all the way up to over 500 units. And most of these are pretty well received projects, particularly using deactivated industrial spaces like the Display Pack building there on Monroe, or the empty lot next to Quimby did some remediation. There were old gas tanks there. You know, these are projects that are improving these areas that have been deactivated or vacated or even blighted in the case of the Lofts and Groves project just right there across the street from Bloom.
Is that most of what you're seeing are housing developments coming into the neighborhood then?
Mostly. There's a real need for housing in the city of Grand Rapids. Housing Next has put out the numbers, and they're pretty daunting on our gap that we need to fill by the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so Creston, we have a lot of available space, and we've been receiving a lot of interest because of that.
Yeah, Creston is not the only neighborhood that's facing some housing challenges. That's all over Grand Rapids, all over Michigan, really. What does that look like for your neighbors? Are people coming to you saying they're struggling to find housing?
No, we definitely hear from neighbors that are looking for affordable housing. Unfortunately, as housing crises occur, the folks that are at the most disadvantaged are historically marginalized people. And so we're hopeful that as development grows on the North End, we'll be seeing more affordable options for folks. And that's part of our vision for the next 5 years in Creston, is for more affordable housing as these developers come through.
So that's the vision going forward. But Creston is one of those neighborhoods that has really changed over the years. Can you talk with us a little bit about how that neighborhood has evolved and what the CNA's role kind of has been in that evolution?
Yeah, so thinking of recent history, for a pretty significant change for the Creston neighborhood, we can just look back in the last decade. You know, everything from Creston High School closing is a pretty significant shift in the neighborhood. The introduction of City High School into the community, which is one of the, if not the best high school in the entire state of Michigan in terms of academics and testing. But there was a lot of development aspirations about a decade ago. You know, you can look at 616 Lofts was a major developer in the community, and those spots at like Lofts at Grove and the Quimby development, the current, those are going to be developments by 616 Lofts, and there was a lot of enthusiasm for that. You can look at buildings like Mad Grub right now that have remained empty for years. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a lot of vacancies, and a lot of developer hopes and neighbor aspirations that just unfortunately haven't happened. We're really excited for the next 5 years because it looks like finally, you know, the tire has met pavement and we're moving forward. CNA, we're working with neighbors, working with developers, working with businesses to try and create that synergy so that these sorts of gaps and blight doesn't occur again, and that there is growth that is both intentional and equitable for our community.
So if there is someone new moving into the neighborhood, maybe they're coming from another part of Grand Rapids, or maybe they're coming from out of town, what is one thing that you would want someone to know about the Creston neighborhood before they move in and join the community?
What would I want them to know about Creston? I think what's really cool about our community is that there's a diversity of experience in Creston. In the southern portion, the Creston Heights neighborhood, it's more working class, but historical business communities there. You know, folks ask me routinely about Choo Choo. I have folks that ask me about the Shanahan Manor. I have people ask me what's happening at Mad Grub, which is a historic building that has a rich history in our community. Everything from being a library to a post office to the Red Ball Jet. There's a lot of cool history there. We celebrated that with our 40th and did a great walking tour, which we actually have published online if anybody wants to take themselves on it.
Cool.
And then our Riverside Garden community is kind of a metropolitan suburb. You know, we have what I would argue is one of the best parks in the entire city there, Riverside Park, you know, leads right into White Pine Trail. Then if you just go across Plainfield, you know, we had merged with another neighborhood association about 20 years ago, North End Neighborhood Association. So a lot of folks don't know that Huff Park is part of the Creston neighborhood. And there's a lot of recent interest in Huff Park. that I would love to talk about more another time, but it's such a jewel for our community. One of the best natural parks you'll ever be able to walk through. And then as you go further north, North Park is a great community that also has its own unique character. And honestly, one of my favorite schools, which I'm really interested to see how GRPS takes that fantastic program up there at North Park Montessori and brings that into the Riverside Garden area. Yeah, there's just, when you're a ninth of the city, there is just so much to do. You know, I've recently talked to people about Creston as the home of the third space. We have plenty of green space. We have amenities for people. We have great communities. Neighbors have their own block parties routinely. It's a really vibrant community, and we're excited for the growth.
Home of the third space. I like that. That a lot. I'm always saying that we need more third spaces here in Grand Rapids, and especially third spaces that don't cost money to go to.
Right.
That's really important. Before we end this interview, can you leave us with some upcoming projects that the CNA is working on or any events that people can join in on?
Yeah, so we're staying busy through the end of the year. Typically, we're busy throughout the summer, but we love community so much. Even if it's snowing outside, we want to make sure that we're working with our neighbors. In terms of events, December 13th is Lights on Creston. Throughout Plainfield Corridor, we've got over a dozen businesses participating. You'll see Christmas lights up and down the up and down Plainfield. Great spots to meet your neighbors. We'll also be serving some drinks in a few spots.
Need some holiday cheer.
Yeah, and all the funds for that go back to the maintenance of our bioretention islands in the corridor. So that's from 4 to 8 p.m.
December 13th?
December 13th is on a Wednesday. So
cool.
It's school night, so not too much holiday cheer, but just enough. Yeah. And then we're actually in the midst of a project called Creston Cares, which is our program around helping neighbors that may have been experiencing hardship and need a little help for the holidays. So right now we're looking at supporting about 20 some families. We have received all our nominations. We're in the midst of selecting the families, and yeah, we'll be looking for volunteers to help us either through donations of items on their wish lists or wrapping presents and being our little I've been saying Father Crestmas, but thank you in delivering these presents to folks.
That's awesome. So if people want to get involved in that, where can they go?
So folks can go to CrestonGR.com. They can sign up for to our newsletter, or they can email me directly and I'll get them connected.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for coming on Community Connection today. It was great talking with you and
thank you.
Hearing more about Creston. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that is our program for this week. Thank you for joining us.